Jaguars back to work on the Florida Blue practice fields. Thanksgiving week continues on Wednesday. The Jags and the Chargers coming up Sunday at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars have won 3 out of 4, and they're trying to carry that momentum into this Sunday's home game against those San Diego Chargers, who are 2-8 coming on the road all the way to the East Coast. This is a rematch, of course, of last year's Week 4 game in San Diego. That was Blake Bortles' first career start, but Phillip Rivers, the old vet, stole the show. He threw for 377 and 3 scores in that 33-14 win over the Jags. Now, a lot of the weapons that Rivers has had in the past are gone or injured, but he's still putting up numbers this year. 69% passing, over 3,200 yards, 19 touchdowns, but only 8 interceptions. And even though the Chargers have lost 6 straight, an elite quarterback like Rivers can will a team through a rough stretch. It's a good challenge this week for the Jaguars D.
You know, you can tell in the way he plays and his mannerisms, he's very passionate, he loves the game, and he's very aggressive in everything that he does. So it's going to be a challenge. You know, he's a great opponent to go against.
There isn't too many things you can show Phillip that he hasn't seen. He's been in the league for a long time, played at a high level for a long time. He's a great quarterback.
Let's hear from Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton. He says it's time for the Jags to win when it matters.
In order to make the playoffs, the Jaguars will have to win the AFC South, which means they'll likely need to go 5-1 and beat the Titans and Texans on the roads and the Colts at home. Essentially, it means they're playing an elimination game this week against San Diego, next week against Tennessee, and every remaining Sunday of the season. It would be a major step forward for a team that hasn't won 3 games in a row since 2013 and hasn't closed strong since winning 4 of 6 in 2007 and earning a wild card berth. I watched the Colts beat the Falcons on Sunday. Neither team is really that good. The Colts, though, are well coached, and I paid attention to how they handled the 21-7 deficit in the third quarter. I expected them to win, even though Matt Ryan to Julio Jones seemed nearly unstoppable. You see, they didn't panic. They didn't try to do more than they were asked to do. They did their jobs, stayed patient, and took advantage of the opportunities they were given. Indy is without one of the best quarterbacks in the game and the best player on their roster. Their division title hopes should be in real trouble without Andrew Luck, but that wasn't apparent in Atlanta on Sunday. If the Jaguars make a strong showing through the final 6 weeks of the season, they'll have to show the same resolve. Every Sunday is essentially a playoff game, and in those fires, winners are forged.
Thanks, Brian. The Jaguars are off Thursday for the holiday. Back Friday. We'll wrap up the week Friday with Jags of the Roundtable. Have a happy Thanksgiving. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.